When Scott Flower landed in Papua New Guinea for the first time, he felt prepared. He had a background in the military and had worked as a mountain rescuer, but he was in for a surprise.
You know, I was in a bank robbery, a failed bank robbery, on day one in Port Moresby in PNG. And it wasn't the only incident, though. A week later, I was involved in a riot, caught up in a riot in Hohola, a suburb of Moresby. You know, 100-something-odd people getting beaten by steel bars by police and big brawl. A month later, I was physically assaulted on a passenger vehicle up in the Highlands. Someone tried to mug me and take my bag. I was in another big riot in Mount Hagen. About a month later, I was in a motor vehicle accident. So, I mean, there's all these things, and that was just the first 6 months.
Dr. Flower soon realised that universities weren't properly preparing their students to conduct research abroad, especially in remote places where working conditions and cultural norms can be vastly different.
Really, I didn't do anything about it until 2011, when a PhD student from the University of Melbourne sadly was sexually assaulted in New Guinea again. And I thought to myself, enough is enough. It's actually time to do something. The academy, you know, the academic institutions need to take this very seriously. We're sending hundreds of young people overseas every year, thousands every year, and we're not training them professionally to do their work, but also not training them professionally to manage their safety and security.
So he decided to develop a course that university researchers could take before deploying to dangerous or remote areas. The course includes classroom theory and practical experience so that students can understand how they might react in dangerous situations. Students are also taught about cultural awareness and personal safety practices. Dr. Flower has been successfully teaching the course for 2 years at the University of Melbourne, but now he wants to make that training even more widely available.
And that's where the concept of a digital platform came to my mind, and dreamt up a wish list of all the sort of resources and capability and learning sets that you'd need to be, you know, efficient and safe overseas. So, and that's what I did. I went to these commercial companies and I secured their capability sets and I built them into the platform so that individuals for free, for absolutely no cost, can come to the platform, and we're going to be like Facebook for field workers, and to support the community of field workers that are out there. And that's really where it came from.
Dr. Flower hopes that the platform he's created will make it easier for aid workers, journalists, researchers, and anyone else who is deploying overseas to properly prepare. Once they are deployed, the platform will help field workers to operate more safely and efficiently. It will also help to create a network between other field workers in the area.
Really, it's creating community. So right now, there might be only one ABC journalist in Port Moresby, but guarantee you there's about 50 academics, there's about 200 NGO workers, and a whole bunch of other journalists. And what the platform does is it enables them, all of those people, to connect to one another. So regardless of their discipline or their specific interest, they all share the one operating environment, and that is what unites them as one community. And the platform enables them to connect to one another and share information with each other in real time so that they can all benefit. Whether that's meeting, you know, messaging my member of my network to come and have a coffee with me because I need to debrief because I've just been through a bit of an experience, or it's, you know, just to share some information about what to do if you're in a certain location. So that's one main way that we can help people who just sign up for free to the platform.
Dr. Flower says that the platform will evolve as more people sign on.
You know, it's a community of practice and we all want to band together because there's a greater power of numbers when we're united.